Well, well, well. I see you're up and running, my dear. I'm only teasing. But if you want me to, I can have a proper taste of you. Don't worry, my dear. I have few things planned for my little pet. But I would just love to eat you up. However, I have plans. Maybe after, we can carry on where we left off before you passed out. But for now, come with me. It's a bit of a walk, so I hope you don't mind. Good, let's go. Now, it wouldn't be a surprise if I told you all the details now, would it? But I can spoil the fun if you want me to. I have planned. Fine. I won't say a word. Well, about the surprise, that is. The other day? Oh, you mean when you were in the room recovering? Yeah, I did. Like I said that time, I killed the guy. Who? Does it really matter, my dear? You wanna know something? Sure, if you want to know it that bad. I did in fact kill the hunter who poisoned me. Does that answer satisfy your curiosity, my dear? Why are you suddenly so invested in who I am? Nothing. Interesting. You do know I can make you talk, right? So will you tell me, or do I have to force the answer out of you? I have a couple of ways to do so. Zoe, what about her? Oh dear. What did she say this time? What? That girl. Pay no attention what she's talking about, my little pet. In those few days, I was simply monitoring your condition because I wanted to keep an eye on one of my possessions. Because you belong to me. And I do not like someone damaging something that belongs to me. Or that is mine. That is all. And not going to lie. I sort of forgot just how fragile humans are. Your minds can break so easily under pressure. And your bodies. Well, your bodies can be manipulated in so many different ways. But at the same time, that's why it's so much fun to break you and play with you. It's so easy to break a human in one way or the other. But as she probably told you, I was monitoring your condition. What? You don't believe me? Alternate motive? Seems like I need to train my little pet a little bit for obedience and not to question my words. But don't worry, my pet. I will absolutely do just that. I will make you beg and squirm until I am satisfied with the results. Does that sound good, my little pet? For me to train you long and hard. To fuck you senseless until you learn where your place is. Well, we're going to have plenty of time for that, Pat. For now, lucky for us, we actually arrived to the spot I wanted to take you. Yes, it is a cliff indeed. What excellent observation skills, my dear. Stand by my side, little Pat. Close to the edge. It will be fine, don't worry. If you sleep, I can catch you. Or, come. Sit by my side then. You can even dangle your feet off the edge if you want. Or don't. The choice is entirely up to you. Why would I force you? Did I force anything on you since you met me? Even the choice to be my pet was yours. I asked if you want it or not, and you said yes. Or when I told you to get away from me because I was poisoned, you chose to stay. I didn't force anything on you. Even my bites. Well, let's be honest. You do get a loads of benefits by being by my side. Pretty sure my bite do have the side effects that you enjoy a lot, since every time I even just come close to you, you twitch. And down here too. Always so ready for me to do everything I want to. Over the time, you become so eager. Maybe you're getting addicted to me now. The pleasures only I can give you. Others wouldn't suffice now, would they? A simple human would not be able to handle all that hunger. You developed for, well, Yeah, that was the point, for nobody to be here. Maybe I was planning a little bit more than just one thing, and even I don't like the audience. Are you surprised, though? I invested in this land a little bit. It had quite the potential. I won't bore you with formalities and investments, let's just say. I did not get where I am by accident, so that's that. Easy enough explanation. However, I did not bring you here to talk about money at all. Then why? Why indeed? Like I said, I have a surprise for you, and by checking the time, it will start soon. Do you want me to tell you this bad? You are an impatient little pet, aren't you? Or perhaps you are waiting for something more to happen? Are you hoping for a joyride? Fine, I will tell you that if you are this... I will tell you if you are this eager. Oh, would you look at that? I don't even need to tell you. Fireworks, yes. I know humans like pretty flashing lights. Fireworks. And I heard that one was indeed going to be held tonight. This cliff have the best view you could have, and now it's also located in a private land, so no people around who block the view or snoop around if our attention divides somewhere else. No, that's not why. You completely misunderstood my intention and the situation. Like I said, it have the potential to be something. I will just leave it at that. What do you mean? Nice. No. It just took me by surprise, that's all. Not many people can make me speechless, my little pet, but you managed to do that somehow. I applaud. However, my dear, Over the thousands of years I have been on this dirt ball of a planet, I have been called many names. The devil creature, Satan's incarnate, a monster. Or master, but kind or nice was never one of them. But thank you. You are very welcome. I'm glad you enjoy the fireworks. That's why I brought you here. Oh, I heard the maids talking about it a few days ago. So I figured, and I like fireworks too. Why are you so surprised? Can I not like mortal things? Yes, even though I can stand the sun and it won't harm me in any way, I was always in the shadows, finding my dinner, or my new little pet who will satisfy my momentarily needs for more than just blood. Being in a spotlight would bring attention to my existence, and as an immortal being, I can't have that. People would get creative and would try and destroy me, or experiment on me, one way or another. As you're very aware, my endurance is quite extraordinary. You don't need to look at me like that, like you are not able to get up from the bed after a couple of our long all-night session. Why I can work like nothing happened. You, my dear, can't even get out of the bed. My little pet, don't even try to hide the fact that you can't walk sometimes after I ride you all night. You are adorable when you flustered. However, I rather enjoy my freedom, not going to lie. It's such a pain to mess around with humans all the time, so I stayed in the shadows. But fireworks do light up the whole sky. Their light reminds me of a few things. People. Yeah, a few people too. I was always watching the lights with... They're forever lost now. Fireworks. They always make me a bit serene in some way. What? Why are you looking at me like that all of a sudden? Listen. I, as a vampire, for me, it's inevitable and unavoidable to lose people on the way. Friends, or even family to hunters. You know, humans who yearn for immortality or to become a vampire, they often do not think about the consequences of such thing. That if you do not have your family granted the same, or friends, you will lose them, and it's not reversible. I do apologize, my little pet. It was not my intention to bring the mood down. Yes. I'm sorry for that. All times. Well, I'm glad you didn't mind, my dear. That is for sure. I do have way more stories to tell you than you have time to listen to them all. After all, I do have all the time in the world. You're quite welcome, my dear. I am happy you enjoy the view. That was my intention as a sort of an apology for the trouble for the days you lost because you passed out. I assure you that will not happen again, unless you want me to. danger. Like I said. Me? What do you mean? Who said that? Wait, was it Zoe? Oh, that girl. I swear I will have to sew her mouth shut for talking way too much. When did she say this? After I left. I swear. Like I said, I was completely fine, other than the bloodthirst. And that is all to it. And I... Well, I'm just going to have a little chat with Zoe. I was fine, but I'm deeply touched that you care so much about me. Really? What? What's that face for? You don't believe what your master tells you. Well, you know, I can start your taming right now. After all, I do have a loads of experience in all sort of things. Especially training. Naughty little pets. I know just the right place to touch or kiss to drive you crazy, and then I will just withdraw my hands and maybe move further away than two, then back again, maybe even move here a little bit and feel you a little bit. Feel how rock hard you are for me. Just to drive you crazy. Well, will you be my good little pet? Or a bad one? Are you going to be a good boy for me? Or a bad boy? So eager. Are you this desperate for me to kiss you? And dominate you? To tame you and... to mess you up as much as I can. I will make sure that you will beg for mercy. To make you squirm and whimper. I apologize. I couldn't wait any longer. For you see, I wanted to bite you and mess you up for days now. While you were recovering, others' blood, just not the same. Probably staying away from you for a few days made your blood more intoxicating. Your blood makes me want to do things to you. Your body. Your mind. I want me to be the only thing you can think of, nothing else. And I will make sure to train you long and hard. And to make sure you know that you are mine to do whatever I want to. To dominate you and fuck you senseless. Ah, yeah, the fireworks too. Well, if nothing else, it will make a very nice mood light. But you are being naughty right now, diverting your attention from me. You cannot talk yourself out of this one right now. Your disobedience is immeasurable, and I will make sure to show you just where your attention should be. Okay, snap out of it. You only just recovered. But this is all you're doing with your disobedience. The nerve and your blood is just way too good. Okay. Snap out of it now, really. I should snap out of it. You will end up passing out again. I don't want... I don't know how many times I can get away with it before I cause serious damage. The lights? What about them? No, it just caught me off guard, that is all. You saying they look pretty on me? Are you falling for me, my little pet? Well, I can't blame you for that. But you should be careful. You might never get out of the spider's web if you tangle yourself in way too much. And I might just eat you. Fuck it. Get over here. Right now. I want you to beg. Beg for mercy. Or perhaps... beg for me to carry on. I want to make a quivering mess out of you. Who begs for me to let you come. But even then... I will not stop. Oh no. You made me do this. You wanted me to end up like this, didn't you? How naughty of you. Such a bad little pet. Oh, but don't worry. I will make sure that this time you will not pass out. Tell me what you want me to do, my little pet. What do you want me to do with you? Such a naughty little pet. Tell me. me. Louder. 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 Pat. There you go. Now, get on your knees and beg for me to continue to mess you up until I'm satisfied. Seems like I have been way too soft on you. Well, that's about to change. Well, for now, I want you to say that you will not disobey me ever again. And I just look past it this time. Oh, I will not stop, little Pat. I won't stop for a good while now, until you come over and over again, and I am satisfied. Oh no, I didn't know I was too soft on you, my little Pat. But it's all about to change. I will make sure that you going to have a proper taming from now on. I knew when you were too obedient that it was too good to be true. Oh no, you got it all wrong. It's not just about that. It's also because I wanted you. I want to fuck you senseless until you have no energy left. And I want to ride you and grind you. I want to see your face in sweet, sweet pleasure. I want to see you on the edge and I pull back right there. Then keep going until you become a mess. Until you come over and over again. And you can't go any longer. Oh, my little Pat. I can't wait to see you that way. Just the very thought is turning beyond. Your face in sweet ecstasy, just to pull you back and itch you some more, then start over and over again, until you have no strength left. Then I want to hear you beg for mercy. My dear, I can't wait. I will make sure you enjoy this too, as much as possible. Now, let's take you out of these pants. They look a bit stuffy. I can see you are nice and hard for me. To mess you up even more. I can see it on your eyes, my pet. You are so horny right now. You want me to ride you and fuck you until you can't come more. Well, don't worry. I will play with you and your hard cock. But first, forget about begging. Get on your knees and service me until I award you. Until I let you stick your hard cock in my... I didn't give permission for you to use fingers now, did I? That's a naughty little pet. Oh, such a bad, bad boy. Oh, there we go. Oh, just your tongue. Oh.